Good morning and welcome to Words from the Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today we will be talking about getting out stains. Have you ever had your favorite shirt get a bad stain on it and you're like, oh, I can't throw this thing away, I love it too much, I guess I'm going to have to work on scrubbing out the stain. So you get the soap and you get your scrubber and you just scrub, scrub, scrub until the shirt's clean again. And that's what you do because you like that shirt, it makes you happy, it brings you joy. Well, today we'll be talking about whom the Lord loves. He scrubs. So last fall, I went into a Daniel fast for 6 weeks, and I had high expectations. I thought that God was going to give me all the desires of my heart in the exact way that I wanted it and direct my steps with very clear guidance. Instead, God surfaced a variety of issues he wanted to work on in my life. So many so that the top of the mountain just seemed completely insurmountable. God wanted me to know that I couldn't reach that peak on my own. I had to surrender to the Holy Spirit to empower me step by step each day. So God didn't fulfill my wish list. Instead, he gave me a deep scrubbing. It felt like God had taken a Brillo pad to my soul and was rubbing out the sin. He couldn't see his face shine in mine without all the grime from my pride getting out of the way. The Lord, in his love for me, wanted to work out my selfish motivations. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." My will had to align to God's heart because he would not bend to mine. Even if I wanted a good thing, if I wanted it more than God, he wouldn't give it to me. I had to delight in the Lord above all else. Then my heart will be filled with God's desires for me. And I have to be cleansed inside before God can work out all his promises. God is scouring away my spirit so that I can reflect his priorities to the world. Without a pure heart, I can't see God. So because of God's love for me, I went through the ringer. Honestly, it hurt. Over the 45 days, God surfaced 13 areas of my life that required major work. And without God's grace, depression probably would have crushed my soul. God reminded me that for grapes to make juice, they have to be pressed. My junk had to be removed for God's goodness to emerge. 2 Corinthians 4:8 notes that we are pressed but not crushed and perplexed but not in despair. And God doesn't love me less because of hard seasons. It demonstrates God's love for me that he's willing to clean me. If he didn't discipline me, it meant he'd given up on me. He puts in the hard work to refine me. Hebrews 12, 5 through 6 says, "And have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons? My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." The Lord chastens me because I am his daughter. I'm not supposed to be discouraged and think, oh, I'm never going to improve. But God encourages me that he is disciplining me out of love. He doesn't want to leave me in my current state. God wants me to experience living a holy life like him, but knows that it is impossible for me to be holy and justify my humanity with excuses. He sees through my problems, diligently polishing at my heart until I look more and more like a son. Sometimes I feel like I'm being run out on one of those vintage washboards where you scrape off the stains by repeatedly rubbing up the cloth and down, up and down those metal grooves, and every bump, boom, 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 the drawer board, it like jolts me. It's like, getting clean the hard way, you know? Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it." Chastening is not fun. It's painful. Yet, I look for the glory of God and know that he will bring growth, good fruit for his kingdom is coming my way. If God has worked to prune away so much of my life, it's to make room for more fruit. I await a harvest of his glory from this wilderness time of my life. How about you? Are you pleading with the Lord for something and seeming to get no traction? Maybe you feel like you're going backwards despite trying to seek God's will. Let the Lord cleanse your soul. Part of the sanctification process requires scrubbing. God cannot abide with our sins, so he finds ways to remove it to make more space for himself. Though it may hurt, I pray the Lord gives you grace through the drought and a plentiful harvest of spiritual fruit that glorifies God soon. Thank you and have a great day.